To Spain now, where the king's sister, Princess Cristina, is to be tried for tax fraud over alleged links to her husband's business dealings. It's the first time for modern Spain to put a royal in the dock to face trial. Let's speak now to journalist Martin Delfin, who writes for the English language edition of the El País newspaper. Martin Delfin, Princess Cristina's husband is accused of embezzling millions in public funds with a former business partner.
That's correct. Good afternoon. This is the first time, like you say, this is the first time that the princess has been put on trial, and she's going on trial, or scheduled to go on trial for the sometime next year. It's interesting because at one point the prosecutor and the judge who ordered her to go to trial had been arguing whether she should stand trial for money laundering or whether she should stand trial for tax fraud. And, of course, the judge, Judge Castro, in Palma de Mallorca, he decided to put her in the dock for to stand charges on tax evasion charges.
And just give us a bit of the background to this alleged embezzlement of millions of euro in public funds.
Yes, her husband, Iñaki Undagarín, set up a company in the early 2003 about with a business partner, Diego Torres. And basically what it was supposed to be a non-profit organization in which they organized sports and tourism events for the different regions here in Spain. And they allegedly got juicy contracts from the governments of Valencia and the government of the Balearic Islands. And this case stems from the dealings that was going on in the Balearic Islands. The judges found out that a lot of this money that he was getting, public funds to set up these tourism conferences and sporting events, were actually diverted to his private businesses and were spent freely by not only Undagarín and Diego Torres, but also by their wives, Diego Torres' wife, who's also facing charges, and Princess Cristina, who the judge has ruled that she did benefit from her husband's business dealings, even though she may not have had full knowledge of what was going on.
Now, the couple deny wrongdoing. When King Juan Carlos abdicated earlier this year, concern was raised about his son-in-law's business activities and how they might impact on Princess Cristina and so on her brother, who is now king. What impact is this trial likely to have?
Well, the royal household has just issued a statement basically saying that's the judge's decision, you know, whether he wants to put Princess Cristina on trial or not. What's going to be interesting within the next few days, on the 24th, King Felipe now is going to address the nation with the traditional Christmas address for the nation, and it's going to be interesting to see what exactly he's going to say. Obviously, he's going to have to make some sort of reference to his sister's criminal case that is pending for next year. So I guess basically right now all the Spaniards are just waiting to see exactly what he's going to say in his annual Christmas message.
Martin Delfin of the El País newspaper in Madrid, thanks indeed for that. More